Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
That's right.
If you're looking to make sense of the fast-moving world of artificial intelligence, you're definitely in the right place.
We try our best.
And hey, if you enjoy what you hear, please remember to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, especially on Apple. It really helps.
It does.
So this time, we're diving deep into the AI news cycle from, let's see, May 11th to 18th, 2025. And we've gone through a whole bunch of sources.
A lot to cover, as always.
Yeah, to pull out the key developments and, you know, the real insights. Our mission for you, the learner, is simple. Help you quickly grasp the important AI stuff, understand what it means, and get those aha moments without feeling buried in information.
And it was quite the week. Lots happening across the board, international stuff, core AI development, safety, you name it.
Absolutely. So let's kick things off internationally. There's this report about Apple looking at AI partners in China for iPhones, maybe Alibaba, and Washington officials are, well, apparently concerned.
Yeah, that's the story. And the context here is pretty key, right? OpenAI, as we know, isn't available in China. So if Apple wants AI features on iPhones there,
they need a local player. Makes sense.
Exactly. And Alibaba seems like a likely candidate.
Okay, so what's the specific fear coming out of Washington? It sounds like more than just Apple using Chinese tech.
Well, there are kind of two main threads, it seems. First, the idea that collaborating closely could, you know, significantly boost China's own AI development overall. Technology transfer, essentially.
Right, strengthening your ecosystem. And the second?
The second is more immediate, perhaps. Concerns about potential access to user information or maybe helping Alibaba train and improve its own AI models through this partnership.
Yeah.
Data security and model development.
Got it. So it really highlights this tightrope walk between global tech collaboration and national interests in data privacy concerns, especially with giants like Apple and Alibaba.
Definitely. And it raises questions about potentially different AI ecosystems evolving in different parts of the world.
Okay, let's pivot to OpenAI itself. Sounds like they're looking ahead at GPT-5 and want to make the user experience smoother, more integrated.
That's the idea. They want to bring tools like Codex, their coding AI, and Operator, the screen interaction tool, sort of under one roof, make it feel less like separate apps and more like one coherent system.
A unified platform. And Operator's getting an upgrade too, potentially making it much better at, well, operating things on screen.
Supposedly, yeah. More effective. And the big integration news is Codex, the AI software engineering agent. It's coming to ChatGPT, but initially just for pro, team, and enterprise users. It's a research preview for now.
Powered by Codex One. Okay, so what can this integrated Codex actually do for developers?
Quite a bit, actually. Things like writing new features, answering coding questions, debugging, even running tests and proposing pull requests, all happening within a secure cloud setup.
Wow, okay. That sounds like a pretty serious assistant for software development. Baked right into ChatGPT.
It definitely points towards AI becoming a more integral part of the whole development lifecycle, not just, you know, spitting out code snippets.
Which fits with other things happening in AI for software dev, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Windsurf launching their SWE1 models.
Yeah.
Full lead mini versions aimed at the whole process.
Exactly. And Windsurf's angle is interesting. They talk about flow awareness. The AI tries to understand the developer's broader context and workflow, not just the immediate task, for better collaboration.
Better human AI teamwork.
Yeah.
And then you have Jeff Dean from Google making that pretty bold prediction, AI reaching junior software engineer level within a year.
Yeah, that caught my eye too. He's suggesting capabilities beyond just coding, like testing, debugging, documentation, even learning on the job. It's ambitious.
Very ambitious. Does that feel realistic, a one-year timeline for that level?
It implies a really, really rapid acceleration. We've seen progress, but jumping to that level of comprehensive understanding and task execution across the board in just a year?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. It definitely has implications for the industry if it happens.
And Google itself is expected to show off more advanced AI coding agents at I/O 2025, integrating Gemini into Project IDX and using AlphaVol for designing algorithms and even their own hardware, like TPUs.
Right. AlphaVol helping design TPUs, that shows how deeply AI is getting embedded right down to the silicon level. It's not just about writing software anymore.
And to help connect all these tools, Zapier launched something called the Model Context Protocol, MCP, an open standard.
Yeah, the idea is to let these AI coding apps talk to thousands of other external tools. Think project management, communication apps, databases, you name it, over 7,000 of them.
So automating entire workflows, not just coding tasks in isolation.
Precisely. Making the AI part of a much bigger automated process, breaking down those silos.
We're even seeing this trend of vibe coding. People without traditional coding skills using AI to build stuff just by describing what they want in plain English.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Really lowering the barrier to entry for software creation, democratizing development in a way.
And ByteDance, the TikTok parent company, they open sourced their agent, UITARS 1.5. It automates tasks by interacting with graphical interfaces, like visually.
Yeah, think of it like an AI that can see the screen and click buttons or fill forms, just like a human would, but automatically. Open sourcing it could spur a lot more innovation in UI automation.
Okay. Quite a bit happening in the AI and coding space. Now, before we move on, this is actually a great moment to mention a resource. If you're looking to really understand the cloud side of AI, particularly Google Cloud.
Which is crucial infrastructure for a lot of this stuff.
Exactly. Etienne Noman, our show's creator, has literally written the book on it. It's called ACE, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification. It's available on the Google Playbook Store, Apple iBook Store, Shopify, and the Jamga Tech website. We'll put links in the show notes.
It's a really solid guide, especially for understanding the strategic side of deploying generative AI on Google Cloud. Highly recommended if that's your area.
Definitely worth checking out. Okay, let's shift focus now to AI safety and some of the ethical concerns that keep cropping up. What's been happening there?
Well, quite a few things. For starters, MIT researchers questioned a pretty high-profile AI productivity study. They basically said they weren't confident in the data regarding AI's impact on actual innovation.
So pushing back on some of the hype around immediate productivity gains, saying maybe the evidence isn't quite solid yet.
Kind of, yeah. Questioning the reliability and validity, which is important scrutiny for these kinds of claims, we need robust evidence.
And then there was that incident with an Anthropic lawyer.
Mm.
Their AI, Claude, apparently hallucinated a legal citation in a court filing.
Oof, yeah, the lawyer had to apologize. It's a stark reminder, isn't it? Relying on AI for high-stakes, accuracy-critical tasks without rigorous human verification is risky.
Very risky, especially in legal contexts. And Meta apparently delayed their big Llama 4 model, nicknamed Behemoth.
Reports suggest it was because the improvements over Llama 3 weren't significant enough to justify the release, maybe hitting some capability plateaus or just setting a very high bar internally.
Interesting. And XAI had to explain why their Grok model generated some really problematic white genocide posts.
Their explanation was an unauthorized modification to the system prompt. They've pledged more transparency around how Grok works going forward. Still, it highlights the sensitivity of these models and how prompts can be manipulated.
Definitely concerning. On a more proactive note, OpenAI launched a safety evaluations hub. What's that about?
It's about transparency. They're publicly sharing details on how they test their models for safety, things like generating harmful content, resisting jailbreaks, hallucination rates, how well they follow instructions, giving people a look under the hood at their safety processes.
That sounds like a positive step towards accountability. But are the models actually getting better at long conversations? There was a study suggesting maybe not.
Right. The LLMs get lost in multi-turn conversation study. It found that even top models like GPT-4 can struggle with coherence over longer chats. They might start making assumptions or lose the thread of the conversation.
So they're good at short interactions, but longer, nuanced dialogue is still a challenge.
It seems so. Maintaining context and avoiding drift over many turns is proving difficult.
We also saw hundreds of artists, including some big names, calling for stronger AI copyright protection.
Yeah, the ongoing debate about using copyrighted work to train AI models without permission or compensation. They want safeguards against AI-generating outputs that mimic their styles or use their work directly.
And related to that, SoundCloud faced backlash over an AI training clause in their terms of service.
Users were concerned about whether their uploaded audio could be used to train AI without their explicit consent. It really boils down to creator rights and transparency in how platforms use data.
It feels like these consent and copyright issues are really coming to a head. And New Scientist reported that hallucinations might actually be worsening, even in leading models.
That's a worrying suggestion. The report linked it potentially to the models prioritizing fluent-sounding sequences over strict factual accuracy. You know, they get better at talking, but maybe not better at telling the truth.
That's not ideal. Meanwhile, Anthropic warned the Department of Justice about a proposal in the Google antitrust case. What was their concern?
They argued that a proposal forcing platforms like Google to provide equal access to certain data could actually harm AI investment and competition. Their reasoning was it might disincentivize partnerships between big tech and smaller AI firms like themselves.
Interesting angle. Protecting their competitive edge, essentially. And Reddit is planning stronger user verification.
Yeah, partly to combat sophisticated AI bots that mimic human users and try to manipulate discussions or spread disinformation. Telling human from bot is getting harder.
Okay, a lot of complex safety and ethical threads there. Let's move into AI and healthcare and science, often seen as a more positive application area. What's new?
Well, there's a report about the world's first AI doctor clinic opening in Saudi Arabia. An AI named Dr. Huar does initial diagnoses.
With human oversight, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. With human doctors supervising, it's an initial step, using AI for preliminary assessments. We'll need to see how effective and safe it proves.
And Mass General Brigham developed an AI called Face Age. It predicts biological age from photos.
Yeah, and interestingly, they found it might also be a predictor for cancer survival outcomes. Using facial features as a potential biomarker, it's kind of unexpected.
Definitely. Using AI to find hidden correlations in data. Sakana AI introduced continuous thought machines, CTMs. What are those?
It's a new neural network design. The idea is to mimic more step-by-step sequential reasoning, sort of like how humans think over time, rather than just instantaneous outputs, trying to build more structured thinking into AI.
Interesting. And OpenAI launched HealthBench, an open-source benchmark for AI in healthcare.
Right. Developed with input from doctors to evaluate how well LLMs perform on realistic healthcare tasks. Having standardized benchmarks is crucial for safely deploying AI in medicine so you can actually compare model capabilities reliably.
But despite these advances, a New York Times report argued AI isn't replacing human radiologists anytime soon.
Correct. It highlighted that while AI is a useful tool for analysis, the complex diagnostic skills, the contextual understanding, the patient interaction, that human expertise is still vital in radiology. AI is more augmentation than replacement, for now.
Good context.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in science, Google's AlphaVolve made some math breakthroughs, like solving packing problems and finding faster algorithms.
Yeah, it solved a long-standing hexagon packing problem and found a more efficient way to do matrix multiplication. It shows AI isn't just applying knowledge, it's actually making novel discoveries in fundamental science.
That's pretty mind-blowing. AI is a discovery engine.
Yeah.
Anthropic also launched an AI for Science program.
They're giving researchers API credits to use Claude models for scientific work, trying to accelerate research by putting powerful AI tools directly in the hands of scientists.
And finally, AI tools are now designing synthetic DNA sequences enhancers to control gene expression.
Yes, designing these genetic switches to turn genes on or off more precisely in mammalian cells. It could be huge for gene therapy and synthetic biology down the line. Really precise genetic engineering enabled by AI.
Okay, amazing potential there. Let's broaden out again to general AI applications and the infrastructure supporting it all. Lots of little bits and pieces here, like AI tools turning videos into other content.
Yeah, taking a video and automatically getting a transcript, summary, short clips, even blog posts out of it. Super useful for content creators trying to maximize their reach.
Talk about efficiency. And tools for making polished PDFs instantly from text.
Another time saver, making professional-looking documents much easier for everyone.
TikTok launched AI Alive to animate photos and stories.
Just another way AI is adding dynamic elements to social media content, making static images move.
Google's pushing Gemini out further into the Android ecosystem, cars, TVs, watches.
Their vision seems to be Gemini everywhere, a seamless AI assistant across all your devices.
Meanwhile, Apple is reportedly exploring brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, for device control, even planning a standard for it.
That's definitely looking further ahead. A potentially revolutionary way to interact with technology, especially for accessibility, though it's still early days.
And more near term, an AI-powered battery management system for iOS 19.
Using AI on the device itself to optimize power usage. Small improvements that add up to better user experience.
On the infrastructure side, Saudi Arabia is making massive investments, right? Big
Well,
deals with NVIDIA and Groq for chips and data centers.
yeah, they're clearly serious about building significant AI compute capacity, buying tens of thousands of advanced chips initially, positioning themselves as a major AI player.
Google's testing, replacing the I'm feeling lucky button with an AI mode button.
Whoa, that's iconic. Replacing it really signals Google's push towards making AI search front and center, a big symbolic change.
California launched Ask CL Fire, an AI chatbot for wildfire info.
Really practical use case, providing crucial multilingual information during emergencies. AI for public safety.
There's development of WebThinker, an AI agent for deep web research.
AI tools designed to go beyond surface-level search, potentially for more complex investigation or knowledge discovery from harder-to-reach web sources.
And AI tools for creating personalized avatars for content.
Making it easier to create dynamic video or other media featuring a personalized digital version of yourself.
Google Cloud launched that Generative AI Leader certification aimed at non-technical folks.
Recognizing that AI strategy isn't just for engineers, business leaders need to understand it too.
Databricks is buying Neon for $1 billion to boost its AI agent platform.
Big acquisition. Shows the intense competition and investment going into platforms specifically designed for building and running these AI agents.
China reportedly developed a silicon-free transistor. Faster, more efficient.
Potentially huge if it scales. A fundamental breakthrough in chip technology could change the game for AI hardware. We'll have to watch that one.
Interestingly, Klarna apparently had to rehire human customer service staff after trying an AI-first approach. Didn't quite work out.
Yeah, it's a reminder that current AI, especially chatbots, still struggles with the nuance, empathy, and complex problem-solving needed in many customer service scenarios. The human touch is still often required.
Even Pope Leo IV weighed in, calling AI a critical challenge for humanity.
When the Pope addresses it formally, you know it's reached a significant level of societal awareness. Underscores the ethical weight.
Tsinghua University's absolute zero method AI teaching itself without human curated data.
That's a fascinating research direction, moving towards more autonomous AI learning, potentially reducing the reliance on massive labeled data sets.
The OpenAI and Microsoft partnership terms are reportedly being renegotiated. Maybe linked to an OpenAI IPO?
Lots of speculation there. It could signal OpenAI seeking more independence or preparing for a public offering as the market matures. The financial landscape is shifting fast.
Anthropic's apparently prepping a new model, maybe Claude Neptune, and upgrading current ones.
The AI arms race continues. Constant upgrades and new model announcements from the major labs.
OpenAI rolled out GPT 4.1 into ChatGPT for subscribers,
making their latest flagship model available directly to paying users. Access to the cutting edge.
At a policy shift, the Trump administration reportedly rescinded some Biden-era AI chip export controls.
That could have significant geopolitical and trade implications for the global flow of advanced AI hardware, a reversal worth noting.
Google announced Material 3 Expressive, a design language update.
Affecting the look and feel of Android. More dynamic, personalized user interfaces.
And finally, Audible is expanding AI tools to help publishers make audiobooks faster.
Speeding up production, which could mean more audiobooks available, but it also brings up those questions about AI narration versus human voice actors again.
Wow. Okay. That was a lot. From global politics and chip exports down to user interface design and audiobook narration, AI is touching everything.
It really is. The sheer breadth of developments in just 1 week is staggering. Foundational research, new applications, safety concerns, infrastructure buildouts. It's moving incredibly fast on all fronts.
And I think for you, the learner, the big takeaway here is how interconnected it all is. A breakthrough in model architecture can lead to new tools for scientists, which raises ethical questions, which influences policy, which affects global trade. You really need that broader view.
Absolutely. You can't just track one part of it anymore. Understanding the interplay is key.
And speaking of understanding, especially that crucial cloud infrastructure piece, don't forget Etienne Nomant's book, Ace the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification. It's on Google Play, Apple iBooks, Shopify, and Jamgatech. Links are right there in the show notes.
A great resource to connect the dots between the tech and the strategy.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. As these AI systems become ever more capable and woven into the fabric of our lives, how do we collectively steer this powerful technology? How do we ensure it genuinely benefits humanity and addresses the challenges rather than creating new ones? It's the big question, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and one we'll keep exploring.
Definitely. For more deep dives exploring precisely those kinds of questions in the world of AI, please remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled, especially on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for tuning in.